And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday. Friday, August the 21st, 2020. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. You're tuned in to On the Air here on WWGH Radio. And we thank the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, for being on the program this morning. I had so much fun talking to Mary Ellen this morning about the Democratic National Convention last night and Joe Biden's speech. But it's so much fun to just sit and talk with Mary Ellen about her history and things she's done. And, you know, sometimes it's fascinating to learn about people's parents and what kind of grandmothers and grandfathers and mothers and fathers they were. You don't hear a whole lot of that talked about. Usually it's just about the career. It's interesting sometimes to hear about the family life. So I appreciate Mary Ellen for coming in and sharing all that. As always, sitting in the electric chair, that was a little tidbit I don't think any of us had ever heard before, so it was fascinating to hear. And I thank Mary Ellen for coming in, and she always has an open invitation to join us here at WWGH Radio. Now, we're in this two-hour window that could be interesting. This is the 11 o'clock hour, and we have Exchange Club next hour. The Abby and Michelle drop-ins, what will they say, what will they do? We don't know. So you just got to stay tuned for the next 2 hours. I don't really know what's going to happen at this problem. I know we've had chaos the last 2 weeks, but we'll see what goes on today. Now, does anybody have any thoughts on any of this? Because I don't know when anything's going to happen over the next two-hour period. 740-383-9944. Now, they could come in here ticked, because I think they think that I have portrayed them in a bad light. But I don't think I have portrayed them in a bad light. We might talk about that when they show up. I think I've portrayed them in a good light. I just think somewhere along the line, it got portrayed badly. And somehow I am ending up taking the blame for this. But I'm willing to take the blame. If they show up with a pop or like lunch or something, oh, well, then, you know, everything, all will be forgiven. But we'll see what happens. It has not happened in a long time. I was trying to think. Now, Michelle was here last Friday with her son, Dawson. But the last time Abby was here would have been quite a while ago. So we'll see if any of that comes trucking down the train track today. Trucking down the train track, is that right? Or trucking down the road? We'll see what happens today. And what kind of attitudes they will come in with, we don't know. Does anybody have any opinions on this? 740-383-9944, because I'm interested in your opinions in these situations. Because, you know, it's a local show here, and we're talking about local things. Now, does anybody have any thoughts on the whole President Harding situation that we were talking about earlier? You know, we got a letter, and it was a great letter from one of our listeners out there, and I appreciate the letter. But do you think that Jim Blessing and Nan Britton are in the wrong here? Do you think it's time just to give it up and let the Harding family go on with their business? And this was just a picadillo of President Harding's that he dealt with in his life, and she was a girl who kind of pursued him, and that's why he did what he did. Who does the blame go on here in this particular, or is there any blame at all? And 100 years later, is it time to give it up? Does anybody have an opinion? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Also, did anybody ever learn which gas station was the last gas station in Marion that gave free air? Now, we talked earlier about the last two gas stations that would come out and pump your gas. Now, that was Swifty and the Certified on Main Street. But what was the last gas station, or which was the last gas station, that would give you free air? That they had a free air hose outside. You didn't have to dump any quarters or a credit card or anything in to get air. I still don't understand how they charge for air. I do understand that there's an air compressor somewhere and that costs money, but I would not think that it costs $1.50 or whatever it is for 4 minutes of air. And I keep thinking, if you're an elderly person or a person with an injury, it's hard to get all four of your tires in 4 minutes. That's a minute a tire. Plus, you got to screw the caps off and screw the caps on, the valves. I don't know. I don't really understand that. Or is there anything else on anybody else's mind? We can talk about anything during this hour. 20 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Now, the conversations I wanted to have today in regard to Old Marion. We've had many conversations about Old Marion. Now, I wanted to talk about some of the movers and shakers, and I'm probably leaving some people off this list, but does anybody have any memories of Doc Brown? Now, Doc Brown was a county commissioner. Doc Brown was the mayor. Doc Brown was the superintendent of Marion City Schools. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, the other night I told you I'm not a gas station, but I have an air compressor, and I would gladly fill your tires up with air and check every one of them.
Well, see, now I appreciate that. Now, you would not charge me $1.50 for it.
No, I wouldn't charge you anything for it. I can't figure what got them started on that. I really don't, unless it's just another way to pocket some money, because the air compressors they use are just like the ones you can buy for $12.99, and plug them into your cigarette lighter. Most of the gas stations today, they don't have people that leave the area where they check you out and turn your pump on and take your money. So that would mean they'd have to come out and pump your tire up with air, thank you, and go back inside and have 12 people saying, how's come you haven't turned my pump on yet?
Well, do you remember the last gas station in Marion that had free air?
I think the guy that ran the Gulf station at the corner of Delaware Avenue and I guess that's the continuation of Route 4 where it comes up. There's a Gulf station there now. I don't know what they're doing with it. Looks like they're going to make it into some kind of a gas station with a food store. But I think he would fill your tire up.
Well, I'll tell you, the last one that I remember where you didn't even have to go inside to get him to flip on the air was just constantly running and it was free, was when the BP station was on the corner of Delaware Avenue and Barks Road. There was a little BP station there. They tore it. I don't know why they tore it down. I don't know if that was because the Speedway's across the street and Kroger's across the street. But they tore that little, it's just a parking lot now, last time I saw. But there used to be an air hose back by the car wash. And it was always running, and it was always free air. And that was up until 4 or 5 years ago.
Yep. I don't remember. I never needed air at a gas station because, like I said, I have an air compressor.
I know. Well, see, isn't that the way? And, you know, I'm thinking maybe I should invest in these at one point because this tire, I got the new car on New Year's Eve, and the first few months I had it, the light kept coming on about low tire pressure. So I finally went over to Zeus Tire, and they said, well, it's the driver's side front tire, and what it is, it's the valve stem is broken, so it's leaking slowly. So they replaced the valve stem, and the light went off, didn't have any problems. I did that probably in late February, early March, didn't have any problems, and now, about a week ago, last Saturday, the light came on again, and I wasn't sure which tire it was, and I'm looking now, and it's that same tire again, the driver's side front tire.
Is that a new car that you bought, or?
Yeah.
Okay, did you get a spare tire with your car?
Yeah.
I know that the last two cars I had, you open it up and you look for a spare tire and there's a little machine under the cupboard and it's like got fix-a-flat in it and it tells you how to operate it. and it's got a 110 plug under there, and you plug this pump in, and it pumps your tire up.
Well, see, it was my understanding from the people over at Zeus that the tire was okay. It was just the valve stem that was busted.
Well, a lot of times will happen. I had a new Camry, and my lights started coming on. It was during the change of a season. And I go in there, and they laughed, and they said, your tires aren't low, but we'll check them anyway. And they checked them, and they said they're all okay. And they said a lot of times, when winter comes, there'll be some moisture in there, and that moisture will, of course, you know what ice does, it contracts everything, and it pulls that valve back and lets the air out, and it's minimal when it comes out. I mean, it's not like all at once, but why don't you go in somewhere and have that stem replaced?
Well, I'm going to have, I thought that's what the people at Zeus did. Was replaced the stem back in February.
Well, you know, the stems today, they're specialty because you've got that light on your dash, and the stems cost a little bit more than they used to cost because they got to hook them up to that light, and they have to have that pressure gauge on them.
Well, I know the light went. The light was not on from February until last Saturday, so it was off for quite a while. And now it's back on, and it looks, I don't, maybe I'm just looking at that tire. I mean, none of them are close to going flat at all, but it just looks to me like the left front, the driver's side front, it just looks a little lower than the others.
Yeah, that's the side you're sitting on.
That's right. You would think it'd be the back tire. I don't know.
Well, you're closer to the front tire than the back tire.
I am. Well, you know, I always wondered, in any car, that would have to be the seat that was most used. I would wonder in anybody's car if that's a... Does it matter? I don't know. I think that'd be more on the suspension, don't you?
You'd think. Now, I've got on my dashboard, I can check the air on my tires. And it shows all four of them, and it tells you how many pounds are in each one. And they're all different. Every day they're different. One time one will say 38, next day it'll say 36. Then next day the one on the left that's always saying 37 will say 38. And I mean, it's just, it's the air pressure, it's the temperature, and all that has to do with is physics, which I'm not very well versed in understanding.
Well, it's just interesting. Tire pressure is fascinating to me, and most people still don't know how to check tire pressure, even though there's a gauge at most of these machines.
Yep. Well, listen, you behave yourself, okay?
I'll try.
And tell Mary Ellen I said hello.
I will do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we'll move right along here this morning. Now, we're coming up on a break here in about 2 minutes. And we'll see how the rest of this morning trickles down. Now, we certainly, again, thank Mary Ellen Withrow for coming in. And we appreciate the information on the tire. Now, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we'll also see what happens over the next hour and a half here. We'll see if Michelle or Abby or anybody shows up. We don't really know what will happen. I think they will show up today, though, because I think they have a lot to say. But we're also talking about memories of Doc Brown today, a man who was a county commissioner, a man who was a superintendent of Marion City Schools, a man who was mayor. I'm sure a lot of people had run-ins with him, good and bad, over the years. He was the man who was known as the man who would never cancel school because of snow. Does anybody have any remembrances of Doc Brown? If you knew him personally, or if you just knew him because he was at your school, because he was around town, or things you heard about him, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Also, before him, there was a long-term mayor, Don Quaintance. He was here. I think he was responsible for the new City Hall here up the road. Jack Kellogg, still the longest-serving mayor in Marion history. He's still around. Who else were we? Memories of the Palace Theater. Does anybody have any memories of the old old Palace Theater before they closed for a period of time and opened back up. I think it was in the late 70s. Does anybody remember who came and what was going on at the Palace Theater in the 40s, 50s, 60s, early 70s? Give me a buzz. We'll be back in exactly 60 seconds here on WWGH Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Scott, you know I love fruitcake so much that for me it's not just a Christmas dessert.
Oh, Charlie, I would not want it any time of the year.
Oh, Scott, you've not lived until you've had mashed potatoes and fruitcake, birthday fruitcake, graduation fruitcake, cream of fruitcake, and oh, the possibilities are endless.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
And we're back here. We only get the minute break here. But we have a story coming in here. Jeff Ruth has joined us and has a story to relay here on the air. Jeff, how's it going?
It's good. My golf game got canceled at the last minute.
Oh, canceled? Was that the end of that story?
Basically, yeah.
So it freed you up for the day.
So I was I was driving back home, and I heard you talking about it, and I didn't realize that gas stations now charged for gas.
Oh, yeah.
I do have a quick story, and then I'll let you get back to your business. Bill Huntsman told me this it's probably 25 years ago. And this is back, and they haven't been in business for years, but it was a gas station that actually did a lot of mechanic work. An elderly woman drove in to see if they could change her license plates. This is back before they had the stickers, but you had to actually change out your license plates. And they said they'd be happy to, so... she waited a few minutes, came out, changed the license plates, told her it'd be $50.
Ooh, $50.
And she said, you know, and she told Bill Huntsman, she said, they lost my business forever. And she had been a long-time person that had gone there. And she said, yeah, I would have been happy to pay $5 or $10. But she thought $50 to change out a license plate, take a license plate off and put the new one on. She thought that was a little excessive.
Now, why do you think people do that? Do you think they can get it over on somebody, or do they need the money?
I don't. Maybe a little of both.
Try to get into the mind of these people.
Yeah, maybe a little of both.
Now, do you have any updates or ideas about high school sports at this point since we spoke on Wednesday?
No, nothing new.
Still a mess?
Yeah, I did see from the OHSA that they are going to limit schools to no more than 60 players, which, you know, for Elgin or Ridgedale or something like that's not going to be a problem. But for some of these bigger schools that, you know, had 90 players on a team, that could be an issue.
Did you ever have any run-ins with Doc Brown?
No.
You were here when he was mayor.
I came here in 79. I don't know if he was mayor in 79.
Yeah, I think he was mayor 88 to 92.
Okay. I mean, I knew who he was, and I knew his son, because he was with the police department for a while. But I didn't really, I mean, yeah, if I saw him, I'd say hi, but that was the extent of it.
Yeah. Did you, of that time, who did you think were the big movers and shakers in Marion? We used to have movers and shakers. Oliver Hamilton would come to my mind.
Back in the late 80s or mid 80s, the Babbages were big. When I came here with Depot Sales and several of the Babbages, attorneys and so forth, I still think of Lowell Thurston as being a mover and shaker in the downtown area.
Well, I just remember people like Oliver Hamilton and Robert Brown. and Trella Romine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these people really, if you go to the Historical Society or the college or...
Jack Telfer, you mentioned Jack Telfer. The Historical Society.
Their names are all over the place because they really sunk a lot of their money into this town to give us what we have today.
Well, and you mentioned the Palace Theater before they shut down. You look at the gentleman there, that John Kagan and some of those people that stepped up to ensure that the Palace would continue.
You know, I never got the full story of why the Palace was shut down. I mean, obviously, they probably weren't doing the business, but I never really understood why they were shut down. It was under private ownership for a long time. And I think now it's under, it's a charitable organization. Maybe that was it.
Yeah, don't know.
Now, were you here during the restoration of the palace?
Restoration meaning?
When they reopened it. Because that happened sometime in the late 70s, but I'm not sure if it was closer to the early 80s or the mid 70s.
If I wasn't a part of it or didn't go down, but I remember seeing pictures of the reopening and so forth.
Now, do you know who they dedicated the first show to when the palace reopened?
No.
Madge Cooper.
Okay.
I'm guessing she probably gave some money to the cause.
Well, and you talked about movers and shakers. She certainly was a mover and shaker.
There were so many groups. And one of the last shows Charlie and I did, we were talking about, is Ultrusa still here? They were a huge group for a long time. The Lions had a big group. The Kiwanis was a big group. I only hear about them now at Pancake Time. Ultrusa is the one that I remember because it was mainly considered, I think, a women's group, but it was so active in so many things in the community. Twig was a huge thing. They ran the charity balls every year. I don't know what happened to these groups. I don't know. Are they still there? What do they do? I don't know. You don't hear much about them anymore.
I know the Twigs are all still there, but they haven't been able to meet for the last 5 or 6 months.
Well, the charity ball used to fund the Well Baby Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be the idea. How do they fund the Well Baby Clinic now? Is it just private donations and we don't have a big thing every year?
Don't have an answer to that.
There's always more questions than answers.
Yes, there are.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, it's the weird stuff you think about because it's just one day things are gone and you wonder, well, how did that all... Where did that all go? I don't know. It's an interesting time, and I think it's going to be is the next football game Friday?
Next Friday.
A week from today.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be, where's the first game?
Harding Pleasant, at Harding.
At Harding. So we'll have two home teams.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be interesting.
So looking forward to the start. Looking forward to week one. I don't know if I'm looking forward to week five or six at this point. We'll just have to wait and see.
Now, is it going to be a huge thing? If you don't have college sports and baseball's what it is and no new television shows and everything's kind of by the wayside right now, that this is the one thing that is going to go through and it's going to happen next Friday, is there going to be a lot of pomp and circumstance to this?
Well, see, with no fans or very limited fans, that's going to take so much away from the game.
But how do you, because there will be no television coverage. So if you can't go, if you're a student, have they said anything about students yet? Students just can't come?
No. It's just basically limited to family.
So what they report to you? They text you the scores or something?
That's exactly how they'll get it. Somebody will text somebody or go on Twitter and... that's how people learn about what's going on.
How would a scout handle this from a college?
See, and that was one thing I was saying. Are scouts even going to be allowed?
That's what.
Because they're not, quote, friends of a player. But if you call the athletic director, I would think in a case like that, if the athletic director knows that there's a legitimate scout from a college that is there to look at somebody, I would think that they would be allowed to come to the game, but they might not be allowed in the press box.
Now, these, have you heard anything about the press box?
No, in fact, I'm going to call Sean Kearns here this afternoon, the athletic director at Harding, to find out what I need to know for next Friday.
Well, it's interesting because Harding, for example, it's not enclosed. Oh, can people line the gates? Can they line the fences outside? They will. I think they will try.
Yeah.
Will somebody be out there directing traffic saying you can't do this?
I would think there probably would be somebody out there. Or if you stand out there, you got to be 6 feet apart.
Got to be 6 feet apart. And there are guidelines from the state. There are guidelines from the sports association here. I don't know how the students will know all the rules.
Yeah.
It's going to be very, very difficult.
And you can't very well Monday morning talk about, wow, what a game it was Friday, because they're going to be home.
Nobody saw it.
Yeah.
And the whole staggering school starts next week. Some people will go Monday, Tuesday.
I did get an email this week from John Mullins, who does the telecom class for Harding. And in the past, on Tuesdays, I would tape during football season and then during the basketball season. It was about a 30-minute show that would air then on the cable channel. And, of course, John sent out an email that, you know, obviously that they're not allowing people in the building, for one thing, you know, if you're not an employee or a student, and just with all the everything going on, that they're not going to be obviously doing any of those kind of shows this year.
It's a whole new world.
It is.
It's a whole new world. And where will it all go?
I stopped in for 30 seconds, so I'll...
Well, that was good. You did a little, more.
I'll let you get back to
my day.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for stopping by.
Okay.
Well, it's an interesting story because, you know, if you don't know anything about mechanics and you don't know anything about automotive, it can be a rough world out there, and it's becoming more difficult as the days and weeks go along because cars are getting far more technical. And it's hard to know exactly how to fix a lot of the problems that cars have. Telephone lines are open here, 42 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, the discussions this morning are basically revolving around memories of Doc Brown. Does anybody have any memories of Doc Brown or any of the other movers and shakers of that day? Don Quaintance would certainly be one. Jack Kellogg would certainly be one. Robert Brown, I think, would certainly be one. Madge Guthrie would certainly be one. Oliver Hamilton would be in that category. And who am I leaving off the list? Trello Romine. There were a lot of people of that nature. I remember Lou Conkle did a lot. Lou was a great attorney here in town. Howard Guthrie was here for a long, long time. Bob Mason did a lot of things. The man who started broadcasting here in Marion. Fascinating people. And also memories of the Popcorn Festival, which has been going on for more than 30 years. We won't have a Popcorn Festival this year, but a lot of great talent has graced that stage over the years. We've had a lot of queens from the pageants. We've had a lot of fun in downtown Marion every fall for the better more than 30 years at this particular point. Does anybody have any memories of the Popcorn Festival shows that you saw or the Palace Theater? Because I'm still not really sure on the chronology of the Palace Theater. I know it was privately owned for a long time, and I know there was a period when it was closed. And then it was opened back up, and I'm not really sure how that all happened. And I know there was a restoration at one point, because I think that's why people's names are on the chairs at the Palace. If you ever look and you pull up a seat at the Palace, you'll see a name on the seat. And I think that's how they paid for some of the restoration, because I think they pulled all the old seats out that were in there at one point. Does anybody have any history or knowledge of that, when that was going on? 740-383-9944, or bowling alleys. We were talking about bowling alleys this morning. At one point, we had Buckeye Lanes, we had Star Lanes, we had Southland Lanes, we had the Plaza Bowling Center. The Plaza's the one I remember the best. It seemed to me like everybody went to the Plaza, but I know people like to go to Star Lanes. Now, I was out there the other day, and the building is still there, but it looked like they were doing something to it. Are they doing something to the old Star Lanes out there. It's kind of in a weird area. I don't know how or why Star Lanes was ever built where it was. It's just kind of out in the middle of nowhere. Never in any really developed part of town. Clearly the Palace or the Plaza was on Route 95, and Southland Lanes was out by the mall, and Buckeye Lanes was downtown. But Star Lanes, I never understood why they build it out there. Does anybody know? Here comes a break.
You know, Nan Britton, the mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Scott Spears back with you on this Getaway Friday, Friday, August 21st, 2020, 46 minutes past the hour, and time is just rolling on by here, and we are about to that noon hour. Now, nothing has happened this hour yet with the two girls. I don't know what's going on there. It's kind of like a little bit of a soap opera. We talked earlier on, what were the soap operas? Somebody was giving me soap opera names. Guiding Light. Oh, remember the Guiding Light? That was on for a long time. So it's kind of like that, because we really don't know what's going to happen. And Michelle and her son Dawson were in here last week, and we did a show, and that was a lot of fun. But Abby has not been here since Who Flung the Chung. I don't know when that was. Years and years ago, and we'll see how that goes. Because when she comes in, sometimes she comes in with a little bit of, what do I want to say? She comes in with a little bit of, I'm trying to think of a nice word for energy. She comes in with some energy, you know, high energy. So we'll see what will happen in the next 13 minutes, and then during that noon hour, which we are fast approaching, 12:15 to 1 o'clock, we'll see how that all goes. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Memories today of the people in Marion's past history. Movers and Shakers, Popcorn Festival, the Palace Theater, the Fair. Does anybody have any memories of the Fair? A lot of things have went on at the Fair over the years and at the fairgrounds. You know, there used to be a lot of events that would go on back in the Coliseum. Circuses, pro wrestling events. I think boxing matches went on there at one point. Did boxing matches used to go on at the Coliseum? A lot of events went on there. Does anybody remember attending anything that went on at the Marion Coliseum? Used to be a well-used building. Bowling alleys. I still don't understand why Star Lanes was built where it was. To me, it was kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And I don't know how that all happened, but I know that that bowling alley survived for a long time. I think if you had leagues, you did okay. Now, I was never one to go to a bowling alley on a, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday where they might not have leagues, but it, you know, there was a time when bowling was so popular, it seemed like any business in town had a bowling team and was a part of some bowling league. And there were kids' bowling leagues on Saturday mornings. I don't know. It's strange because it seems like the popularity in bowling has went down because there are less bowling alleys. They don't seem to be as busy. But then again, now bowling is done in high schools. You know, that hasn't been the case for a long time. Bowling was not done in high schools years ago. I don't know when that became a thing, when bowling became a high school sport, but for many, many years it was not. But yet the bowling alleys were very busy. I don't know when that happened. Does anybody know anything about any of this? 740-383-9944. Now, I know there were a lot of really good bowlers in Marion. Do you remember when national television, like the Wide World of Sports on Saturday, used to cover bowling? I used to think that was kind of amazing, that national television used to put bowling on television. And people watched it. People loved it. Now, I don't think you would have that today. It's a different world, different time. All right. Well, here we are. 740-383-9944. I know there's a lot of anxious people right now with school getting ready to start, this whole pandemic going on, sports, football. I don't really know how that's all going to shake out. We certainly hope for the best. We hope everything will go okay. But you really don't know. And you really don't know how it's all going to be handled. I don't think anybody wants to be blamed or have it brought to their attention that they did something wrong. And I don't even know if we should really say that anybody did anything wrong. I don't know. Once we start, we'll have a better idea. Did anybody read the thing yesterday where they're thinking about this? I think it's a bill where teachers would be considered a group that would not have to quarantine. That if you tested positive with COVID, that you would not have to quarantine with if you were a teacher. Now, I don't know how that works, because I would think, for the most part, you probably wouldn't be feeling very well. So you want to stay home. But then again, if you had COVID, would you want to go and infect other people? Because you're not just at school all day. You know, teachers go to the grocery store, teachers go to the department store, teachers go to the office at school. I don't know how that would work. I really didn't understand that, how teachers would not be quarantining. But I did hear that yesterday. I thought that was strange. Does anybody understand how that would go on? Give me a buzz here. Or if there's anything else on your mind, period. We've got about 7 minutes left in this segment. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we'll put you on the air. Would love to talk to you about anything on your mind. There were a lot of things going on in the world right now, a lot of moving parts. There were a lot of moving parts here right now. Because you don't know what's going to happen from moment to moment. And at the end of this whole thing, what's the end game? You know, one of the problems, I think, with this entire pandemic has been people just don't know for sure. I think if people knew for sure, they would feel a little more comfortable. But there's been a lot of ambiguity when it's come to masks. There's been a lot of ambiguity when it's come to how long does it live on surfaces. There's been a lot of ambiguity when it's come to how far do you have to stand away from somebody? Why can certain things go on and other things not go on? When you have that kind of ambiguity, it causes a lot of doubt. And I think that's what a lot of students are facing right now. A lot of parents are certainly facing that right now. Now, in the long term, what will be the end game? I guess, you know, that's the broken record I'm on today, but we're getting ready to find out. Because as we go back to school next week, as we go back to high school sports next week, what is the end game going to be? What's it all going to look like? What's it all going to look like a few weeks, days, months from the start? We don't know. We don't know. And it's unprecedented in modern times. Back in 1918, the last time they had a pandemic, there was not so much going on like there is now. I think they treated it quite a bit different. And it's still my understanding the reason this is such a problem is because it's respiratory. And this disease attacks your lungs. If it didn't attack your lungs, it's my understanding it wouldn't be as awful. And I don't, you know, the immunity question is still out there. If you get it once, can you not get it again? Are there different strains of it? Flu season is coming up. You know, how will this intersperse with the flu that we have every year? And last year, it seems to me like we had a pretty awful flu season. I remember the flu being pretty awful. Will people get flu shots this year? Because obviously that is not going to protect against the pandemic. I don't know. There's always more questions than answers. But the good news is we do get the answers eventually. Sometimes we have to go through a bunch of unhappy stuff to get the answers. But we do eventually get the answers. And I guess that's a good thing. And once we have the answers, then we'll be able to move forward a little steadier than maybe we have heretofore. Democratic Convention certainly was fascinating. I'm looking at a news story here now that Kanye West will not appear on the presidential ballot in Ohio. Kanye West failed to meet the necessary requirements to appear as a presidential candidate on Ohio's ballot, the Office of the State's Election Chief said. Well, there you go. You can't vote for Kanye West in Ohio now. I never did understand that either. Is he running for office? Is he not running for office? Was that all a joke? Was that trying to steal votes away from somebody? I don't really know what that was, but apparently Kanye West will not be appearing on the ballot in Ohio. So, we will not have Kim Kardashian as a first lady. The chances of that just went out the window. You know what I haven't heard a lot about this year? I haven't heard a lot about the Green Party, and I haven't heard a lot about the Libertarian Party. Now, they usually appear on the ballot in most states. In 2016, I could have told you who the candidates were. Gary Johnson and Jill Stein. I heard a lot about them. With as close as we are to this election, I have heard so little about the Green Party and the Libertarian Party. And I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's because of the pandemic and the news cycle is just headed in a different direction. I don't know if the candidates are not as engaging as those two were. I don't know really what that is. You know, I do know the debates are done interestingly. Presidential debates are no longer handled by the League of Women Voters. They're handled by the Committee for Presidential Debates or something to that effect, which are run by the Republican and Democratic parties. Now, that happened after Ross Perot got in the debates. When Ross Perot got in, they said, ooh, this was not a good idea. So now, let's let the two parties handle the debates. And they took it away from the League of Women Voters. I don't know if that was a good or bad idea. And I forget the threshold that a third party has to meet to get in the debate. It's a pretty high threshold. You have to be polling something, I think it's over 30%. Now think about that. If you've got two other candidates, what are the odds you as a third party, not a Republican or a Democrat, because they're automatically in, are going to be polling 30%? And wouldn't it be interesting in this society now if a third party came in and ended up polling more than the Republican or the Democrat? Would that mean the Republican or the Democrat would not get in the debate if they weren't polling 30% at the time of the election? I don't know. I think we're going to see a lot of changes in the years to come. Maybe we won't see them, but I think other people will. Well, we're going to break here in 30 seconds, and then we're going to find out what happens over the noon hour. It should be interesting. Who will appear? Who will not appear? What kind of conversation will happen? I know during the 8 o'clock hour this morning, 9 o'clock hour, got a little tense, but we forge through and we see what happens. And we're going to see what happens after the news, weather, and obituaries at 12:15. Stay tuned to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM.
We're in tune with WWGH. A lot for you today, including